This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Washington Ag groups like the Washington State Farm Bureau, Washington Cattlemen's Association, Columbia Basin Development League, Washington Wine Growers Association, and others are standing with U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse and other congressional colleagues in asking the EPA and the president to leave the current Waters of the U.S. rule in place.
I was very happy to lead a group of lawmakers just recently. We had over 200 signatures on a letter asking the Biden administration to stop the process of moving back to the WOTUS regulations from the Obama era.
The current regulations, Newhouse says, are possible to navigate.
Keep in place the previous administration, the Trump administration's rules that we currently have that provide much more certainty to landowners, to communities, to industries around the country.
Newhouse says if they change them back, WOTUS policies would become some of the most dangerous, far-reaching, and over-regulatory efforts we've ever seen.
Some of the states in the country are talking about, and Washington State is no different, would have up to 90% of their agricultural land under federal regulation because of this overreach of the Biden administration.
Tune in tomorrow for more on why the current WOTUS regulations are more than enough for farmers to deal with.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.